Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Guess what, Will?
What's that, Mango?
So, have you seen this trailer for the movie Tag? It's about these brothers who play an epic game of tag. I think John Hamm's in it, and maybe Ed Helms?
Yeah, I was going to say I saw Ed Helms was in it. I saw a couple of articles about it, and it looks pretty funny. And actually, I saw it's based on a real story, right?
Yeah, so when I heard that, I was actually a little confused because I'd heard this other great story about brothers playing tag, and this is from a while back. So this guy, Richard Mellon, was actually like a captain of industry. I want to say he came from Pittsburgh, and he and his younger brother, Andrew, had this game of tag that they'd play, and apparently the game lasted for 7 decades. Isn't that nuts? But here's the craziest part, right? So when Richard was on his deathbed, he summoned his brother Andrew over to him, and he pulled him close, and then he just whispered into his ear, "Last tag," and then he died.
Oh, I love that. It's such like a, it's kind of like a big brother thing to do, you know what I mean? But so were those actually his last words?
Yeah, and apparently Andrew had to stay it for 4 more years until he passed away. But that story made me think we should do today's 9 things about epic last words. Let's dive in.
Hey there, podcast listeners. Welcome to Part-Time Genius. I'm Will Pearson, and as always, I'm joined by my good friend Mangesh Shatiketer. And behind the soundproof glass, just chugging this big jug of V8 as he works from his treadmill.
Know. I feel like he thinks if he drinks enough V8, he's just never going to have to think about his last words.
Well, you just never know. I mean, he's a really smart guy, but that's our friend and producer, Tristan McNeil. All right, Mango, so I know last words are a little bit of a morbid topic, but I still find them pretty fascinating. I just can't help it. And I know John Green, when he used to work at Mental Floss, he was completely obsessed with these.
Yeah, I remember showing us like pages of this, and a lot of that found its way into Looking for Alaska. But one of the things I remember was like, that was the first time I heard that Dylan Thomas quote about 18 straight whiskeys. I think that's the record, which were his last words. Horrible last words. And yeah. Also Henry Ward Beecher's one about Now Comes the Mystery, which is way more poetic.
You know, I think the part of what's so great about last words is when somebody you already consider a genius says something funny or just meaningful or even exactly as the character you want them to be, there's something so satisfying about that.
No, I definitely agree. So I kicked this off with a tag story, but I'm curious, what's your first last word going to be?
All right, well, I think I'm going to kick this off with a smart aleck who didn't disappoint, and that's Voltaire. Now, I know you and I have plenty of great facts about Voltaire. I know that's
just
that was our old pickup line. Yeah, I got so many Voltaire facts up in here, but anyway, you know, there was the one that he was pen pals with Catherine the Great, mm-hmm. or that he supposedly drank 40 cups of coffee a day. They may have been tiny cups, but still, it's pretty impressive.
I know. And supposedly he was such a fiend for coffee that he actually imported these luxury beans because he couldn't just drink plain coffee.
Really? I actually didn't know that about the luxury beans. Well, my favorite story about Voltaire is what he told his priest on his deathbed. And as the story goes, the priest knew Voltaire was close to death, so he was encouraging him to use his last words to secure his place in heaven. Just kind of pressing him on it over and over to renounce Satan. And, you know, of course, Voltaire, being a legendary smart aleck, just says to him, "Now, my good man, this is no time for making enemies." And then he passed away.
That's pretty great. So here's a weird one I'd heard that I just thought was an urban legend. But did you know that the Nike slogan, "Just Do It," is based on a phrase from Death Row?
No, seriously?
Yeah, it's so grim. But apparently, you know, Dan Wyden, he's like from that legendary ad firm Wyden and Kennedy. He was trying to come up with some sort of slogan to tie all of Nike's advertisements together. And this is a totally separate and weird thing. I actually read that Phil Knight, the CEO of Nike, thought TV advertising was like a mistake for the brand and just a big waste of time. And Wyden actually had to really convince him to do it, and he had to convince him to trust them and whatever. But anyway, he was trying to figure a way to tie all these ads together. And he remembered the last words of this murderer from Portland, this guy named Gary Gilmore, who in the late 70s was put in front of a firing squad. And before they shot, he just shouted, "Let's do it." And
wow.
I guess Wyden edited out the phrase "let's" and inserted "just," and that's how "Just Do It" came to be.
That's so strange. It's also so strange to imagine in the 70s firing squads.
I know.
Like, just such a bizarre thing. But I don't know. What's weirder is that I'd actually written down the story of Nike as a last word. And so I think I'm going to use that one next. So the reason we run marathons, or that people run marathons, is to honor a messenger from 490 BC. And we've heard this story before, but it's still pretty fascinating. But according to the myth, he raced from the city of Marathon to Athens after the Athenian army had won a battle. And supposedly it was incredibly hot that day, and he raced the 26 miles between the cities. And when he got there, he uttered that one glorious word for victory, Nike, and then he passed out.
Yeah, and now the goddess has a shoe company named for her, which is great. So
yeah, all worth it.
So one thing I love about last words, and I feel like I couldn't find enough of this, was people using their deathbed as a soapbox to really complain about someone they detested.
I kind of like Festivus, you know, the airing of grievances.
Exactly. So these are like words that are worthy of Frank Costanza's. And so this one is actually one that Chris Higgins, our friend, found on Mental Floss, and I just love it. So apparently there was this pickpocket named Thomas B. Moran, who was nicknamed Butterfingers. I'd never heard this story before, but you know, you think of Butterfingers as someone who drops balls in the outfield and not someone who's like a silky smooth pickpocket. But by all accounts, Moran was, and he had stolen over 50,000 wallets over the course of his career, right?
Oh,
amazing.
Wow.
But these are his last words. Quote, "I've never forgiven that smart alecky reporter who named me Butterfingers. To me, it's not funny." And then he died.
He'd really been wronged. Feel so sorry for the guy.
I know.
But I know it was probably a relief that he finally got to admit that. But all right, well, here's what I really liked, because it kind of shows someone's true spirit. So Marie Antoinette obviously got a bad rap for the whole "let them have cake" comment, which, of course, she didn't even say. But, you know, that public perception of her was clearly as this out of touch royal who didn't really care for others. But, you know, when you look at her last words, it kind of paints a different picture. So as she was walking to the guillotine, she accidentally steps on the executioner's foot. So her last words supposedly were, "Pardon me, sir, I meant not to do it."
Huh, so that actually makes me like her a lot more. Like, when you're on your way to be executed, you normally have, like, tons of things on your mind. But I like that she decided to use her manners and was considerate of others.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so we've got a couple more of these before we settle on a winner, but let's do those after a quick break.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at the Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at HomeDepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See HomeDepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Welcome back to Part-Time Genius, where we're talking about famous last words. And we got a couple more stories to tell, Mango.
So, you know what's funny? And I realize this is a little off topic, but every time I hear the phrase famous last words, I think about my study abroad trip in college. So, before I went, like, the group had sent out this packing list of supplies you should have, and part of our trip was at the foothills of Everest, essentially. So it was through Nepal and Tibet, but there were these places and elevations that were really, really cold. So my mom took me to this Army-Navy surplus store to get, like, a really good sleeping bag and some of the other things. And the shop was totally empty. Like, everything was dusty, and they had a lot of these goods just stacked up, and it seemed like people hadn't really gone there in a while. And the shopkeep, he just seemed like this grizzled old veteran, but I think he spotted my mom and realized there was a sale to be made here. So, like, every time my mom took out this list and she'd look at it and she'd say things like, it says 2 pairs of extra thick socks. He'd just look at her and he'd say, famous last words. He'd right. just, like, grumble it to her. And then she'd be like, 3 pairs. Is 3 pairs right? 4 pairs. Well, we'll take 6 pairs. Like, every right, single right. time. And I feel like by the end of this trip, we had this station wagon full of things we didn't need. It was crazy.
I can so picture that, but that's pretty great. Well, speaking of famous last words, what are you going to use as your last words of the day?
So initially I was thinking I'd aim for something funny, right? Because there are tons of those. There's Groucho Marx who said, this is no way to live. Or Richard Feynman, who, you know, is that physicist who said, this dying is boring. But I'm actually going to go with something a little bit sweeter. And this is Arthur Conan Doyle, who, you know, we know from Sherlock Holmes stories. And he was in his garden, which I imagine is this beautiful English garden. And just before he died, he clutched his chest, turned to his wife and said, you are wonderful. And then he passed away.
Oh, wow. That's sweet and romantic. But actually, Mango, I feel like I may have one even better for you. And these come from Harriet Tubman.
Oh, no, the Harriet Tubman card. So I feel like we've done lots of stories about Harriet Tubman over the years, but I actually know nothing about her death.
Yeah, so sadly, she died of pneumonia, and there are a few accounts of how she left. There's one that said, you know, she told some clergyman, give my love to all the churches, and then she quoted a biblical passage, and that passage was, I go away to prepare a place for you. But I think the version I like more is that after she made her statement, her family, you know, kind of sensing that the end was near, they gathered around her and sang together. So the last words of hers were actually, swing low, sweet chariot.
That's really lovely. I think you've got to take this round. That's it for today's 9 Things. We're going to be back tomorrow with a full-length episode, but thank you so much for listening.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.